بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. Today is the 12th of Ramadan of the Hijra year of 1447, corresponding to the 1st of March 2026. We are holding our 18th Majlis in the Tafsir of the glorious Quran from the Tafsir of At-Tafsil of Ibn Juzay, At-Tafsil li'ulum al-Tanzil. Today we are on verse 40 of Surah Al-Baqarah, so let's listen to the recitation. 39, 40. Hmm? Oh, yes, it's 40. Ya Bani Israel.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون.
نعم. الله تعالى، الله سبحانه وتعالى said, يا بني إسرائيل, children of Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Remember my favor which I bestowed upon you. وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهْدِي and fulfill your pledge, your covenant, my covenant with you. أُوفِ بِأَهْدِكُمْ I will fulfill my pledge to you. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْحَبُونَ and fear me alone. He says, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَمَّا قَدَّمَ دَعْوَةَ النَّاسِ عُمُومًا وَذَكَرَ مَبْدَأَهُمْ. After the Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the Quran has called upon the whole of mankind, where he says, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum wallazina min qablikum. This is a universal call to the whole of mankind. Wa dhakara mabda'ahum, and after Allah mentioned the origin of mankind, da'a bani Israila khususan wa humul yahud. He called the children of Israel, he called the Jews, especially. He called the children of Israel, especially. وَهُمُ الْيَهُودِ, they are the Jews. وَجَرَى الْكَلَامُ مَعَهُمْ مِنْ هُنَا إِلَىٰ حِزْبِ سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَا. From here to the section of سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَا, it's all dedicated to discourse with them. فَتَارَةً دَعَاهُمْ بِالْمُلَاطَفَةِ. Sometimes he will call them with a softness. وذكر الإنعام عليه وذكر الإنعام عليهم وعلى آبائهم and reminding them the favors that Allah has done to them and to their forefathers. وتارة بالتخويف and in other times with threat and putting fear in their heart, strong warning. وتارة بإقامة الحجة in other places by establishing evidence against them. وتوبيخهم على سوء أعمالهم and blaming them over their evil deeds. وذكر العقوبات التي عاقبهم بها and mentioning the punishment that Allah punished them with. Children of Israel, Israel is the name of the Prophet of Allah, who is the grandson of Ibrahim, Yaqub ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim. Yaqub is Israel. The meaning of Israel or Israel is the servant of Allah. The servant of Allah. That is what he is called. And he had 12 children. And the 12 children are the origin of the children of Israel, the Jews. It is from them that all the prophets of Israel, of Banu Israel, they came from these 12 tribes, from these 12 children of Yaqub alayhi salam. Each one of them, he became the forefather of a whole tribe. So there are 12 tribes among them, and they can trace their ancestry up to one of the children of Israel, with the exception of the present-day Jews. The present-day Jews that are ruling Israel, they are called the Ashkenazi Jews. But the original Jews that are the children of Israel, they are called the Sephardic. The Ashkenazi, they are not children of Israel. Yes. They are a group that lived in the area around far eastern Europe and western Russia. It was called the Khazar Kingdom. Khazar. In the Middle Ages, when they were attacked by the Roman Empire, and also Islam was growing, they felt that they will be consumed either by the Muslim Empire or by the Roman Empire. So their king made a choice. He said, let us embrace Judaism. If we become Jews, we'll be treated by the Muslim Empire as people of the book. So we'll be guaranteed our freedom and we'll maintain our tribal identity. And the Roman Empire will, because it was weakening, they will also not force us to accept Christianity. So that was the decision they made. So that was how they became Jews. But you know, originally Judaism is a tribal religion. You don't become a Jew by embracing the religion of Judaism. You are born a Jew. If you don't have Jewish parents, you are not a Jew. But they accepted these Khazarian people as Jews, and they became Jews. And they had lived like that for several centuries. But because of their acceptance of Judaism, and because the Christians, especially the Catholic Christians, they regard the Jews as the source of the punishment of Allah on earth because of their slander against Maryam alayhi salam. They accused her of adultery, and also because of their rejection of Al-Masih, the Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, because they considered him as an impostor. So because of that, Europe used to persecute the Jews. whenever there is a famine or there is a calamity, they will feel it is because of the wrath of Allah on them on account of the they are tolerating the Jews. So they will inflict punishment on them. And that made the Jews to withhold and become close to one another as victims, as oppressed people. So the oppression continued till when the Nazi Empire came, the Nazi state came under Hitler. And then even before the Nazis, they started saying they had to migrate to Palestine, to the promised land, because of what they had read about in the Torah, that Allah has promised that land to the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they came, most of the migrants to Palestine, they were these Ashkenazi Jews, mostly from Russia, from Hungary, from Poland, from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia. They were the ones that migrated. They don't want the world to accept this. That was why when an English author, Arthur Koestler, when he wrote his book The 13th Tribe, they stripped him of his academic title. He was an English professor, a very renowned professor, and he ended up committing suicide because they frustrated him, because they control through the secret societies they have and their influence and their control of the trade of gold trade. They had so much economic power and control over rulers. In fact, that was how they moved to Palestine, because of they made the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire indebted to them, and he had to accept for them to be migrating and buying land in Palestine. That's how they moved to Palestine and took control of the whole land. So these Jews that you see, the leaders of Israel, Netanyahu and the rest, they are not children of Israel. Yes. The true children, the actual Jews that are the children of Israel, are the Jews that we are residing in Muslim lands, like the Jews of Persia, like the Jews of Turkey, who actually originally they migrated from Spain and Poland and Portugal. After the Inquisition, when the Christians they conquered the Muslim Empire of Spain, they persecuted the Jews and the Muslims. So the Jews, you know, the Muslims mostly they migrated into Morocco, Algeria, but the Jews, they migrated east towards the Ottoman Empire. Some of them migrated to Morocco. So the original children of Israel, of the Jews, you will find they are the Jews that came from Turkey, from Morocco, from Yemen, from Iran. Yeah, there are Jews. Up till now, there are Jews in Iran, in Isfahan. Yes, I mean. So these are the original children of Israel. They have been blessed. So Allah is reminding the children of this da'wah is specifically targeted to the Jews and the children of Israel who lived in Medina before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came there, and why they moved to Medina while they are not originally Arabs was because it is in their books that the final Prophet is going to appear in a land that is bordered by volcanic rocks from the east and from the west, and it's an oasis that is in the desert, a place where there is water and palm trees are being grown there. So because of that, they migrated from Syria and they came Some of them, when they came to Khaybar, which is about 170 miles away from to the north of Medina, before coming to Medina when you are coming from Jordan, some of them they settled in Khaybar. Khaybar too, because it's an oasis, they are growing a lot of dates, and they have volcanic rocks also. But some of them they said, no, this is not the land. The actual land is ahead of us. So the rest, they migrated to Medina and settled there. And there were three tribes: Banu Qurayza, Banu Qaynuqa, and Banu Nadir. Three different tribes, but they are all children of Israel. So they settled in Medina, expecting the arrival of the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we shall see in this surah, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. When what has actually, what was known to them came to them, they rejected. They rejected the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, in the story of Huyay ibn Akhtab, who was from Banu al-Nadir, and they were the ones that were actually very very close to Quba. You know, the Jews, in Medina, some of them settled around Quba, and some of them, that is the Banu Nadir. Then Banu Qurayza, they settled farther south, and the Banu Qaynuqa, they settled closer to Medina, around Qurban area. All of them, they left Medina for one reason or the other, and it's a long history. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, you know, he stayed in Quba for some days. So the among the people that went to him were the Jews, and among them was Huyay ibn Akhtab. Huyay ibn Akhtab, he was the father of Safiya, who eventually became the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she was describing what happened when her father and her uncle, the brother of Huyay ibn Akhtab, they went to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said they left at dawn, very early in the morning, and they did not come back home till at dusk, at the time of sunset, around Maghrib time. That was when they came back. So she said it was apparent from what they said among themselves after when they entered the house that they didn't speak along the road, along the way. So she had the brother telling her uncle, asking her father, is he the one? Ahua who? Is he? And he said, Hua Hua, he is the one. And he said, now what are you going to do? He said, enmity with him till I die. Adawatuhu till I die. I will live in perpetual enmity with him till death. So you see, they recognize him. So because of their history, and because of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after calling the whole of mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, and reminding mankind what is their origin, with qala rabbuka lil malaikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, then the da'wah of the Quran was directed specially among all mankind to the Jews. Because their acceptance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a testimony to the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the polytheists, they relied on them as people of the book, because they knew them to be people of knowledge. So they will accept their judgment regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they used to ask them that, based on what you know of the book, who is more right, who is on the right path, we or Muhammad and his and what he's calling us to. And then they will say, you are the ones who are right. As Allah mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا. They were declaring that the polytheists are more on the right path than those who believed. So the da'wah was directed to the Jews because of their importance, because their testimony, their acceptance of Islam, is a strong testimony to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Allah says in the Quran, kul kafa billahi shahidan bayni wa baynakum wa man indahu ilmul kitab. Allah is enough as a witness for me, between me and you, and all those who have knowledge of the book. So in fact, the ulama, they said, like Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned this, that part of the wisdom, sorry, I'm taking a very long time from the temptation. He said part of the wisdom of Allah in allowing the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, to maintain the practice of their religion when they are together with Muslims and living under Muslim land, or why they were tolerated to live with their deen, and they were not asked, and that Allah did not command the Muslims to not accept from the polytheists. Allah did not command the Muslims to accept jizya from them, but not to accept jizya from the polytheists. The polytheists is either you come into Islam, or there will be a situation of perpetual enmity between us. But the people of the book, no. They can, if they choose not to come to Islam, you can stay with them based on a contract of peaceful coexistence. He says the wisdom behind that is that their continued existence in the world is a testimony to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a witness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has indeed brought the truth. Because all that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked to be saying is, I am not bringing something new. Ma kuntu bid'an min ar-rusul. I am not an innovation in messengership. Okay, so let's continue. The Falashas, they are Sephardic also, they are not Ashkenazi. Yes, among them are the Falashas, the Jews of Ethiopia. The Jews of Ethiopia, they are connected with the Jews of Yemen. They have like the same, I don't remember from which tribe. Among the tribes, among the sons, the 12 children of Yaqub, they are from. You know, but now it's difficult for them even to trace. Are they from Lawi or from Binyamin or from Yehuda? It's difficult for them to trace now. Now, Kabir.
From the foregoing discussion about the history of the Jews, let me mention that the present ones are not the real Jews.
Are not the real children of Israel. Not the real Jews.
The most difficult behind why the country are in the
Jews. Yeah, it's because of what I told you. No? I said they control, originally they control the gold trade. They established secret societies. They established secret societies through which they could have control of people in power. Look at now what is happening with the Epstein files. The Epstein files, that is how they get control over people that are in power. In fact, they are even saying that even this attack on Iran is to divert attention from the Epstein files, because it's about to consume them. is about to consume them, all of them. So that's how they control the world. And actually the Jews, because, you know, living as a minority for a long time, it gives you a tendency to protect yourself. So because they were living as a minority for a very, very long time, they developed how to get control. Because they were never a state. They were never a state. They were always subjugated. And as citizens, they never had equal rights. They lived in ghettos. A poor quarter, which is dedicated to them. They were never allowed to mix freely with the rest of the citizens in Europe, I mean, not in Muslim lands. That's why they moved to Muslim lands. They never had freedom. So they always lived knowing, perfecting the art of deception, of plotting. They controlled the media, they controlled the film industry. Look at now how they did regarding the genocide against Palestine. You know, they have stopped talking about genocide against Palestinians when you had demonstrations all over Europe, all over America, against genocide against the Palestinians. Now they use their control and their technology and what they know and their resources and their control of the government, especially of America, to change the narrative. And now all they are talking about is genocide against Christians in Nigeria. 70% of the traffic in the internet that is talking about genocide against Christians in Nigeria originates from Tel Aviv. And our people in Nigeria, the government knows it. Actually, the government, it realized this. It has realized this. So that is how they control the world. You see, they change the whole narrative. Let's continue, inshallah. I mean, so the verse says, O children of Israel, remember my favor that I bestowed upon you. فَذَكَرَ مِنَ النِّعَمْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَشْرَةَ أَشْيَاءَ. Here in this surah, Allah mentioned 10 different types of favors that He bestowed upon the children of Israel. The first one, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. When we saved you from the people of Fir'aun. That was the first favor. They were living as slaves. They moved to Egypt and they were enslaved by the pharaohs. They were enslaved by the pharaohs. And Allah said, when we saved you from the people of the pharaoh, they وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. And Fir'aun was drowned. That was the first favor. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحَرِ. When we split the sea for you, that is a favor. The sea to become dry and a dry path for them to move. And they saw it. And this is in their history. You know, the thing about the Jews is that they never forget their history. Because their history is tied to events. Their festivals, they are tied to events that happened to them. So for instance, they celebrate the day when they were saved from the from the sea. Yes, that was why when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he saw the Jews, they were fasting Yawm al-Ashura. He said, what is this? He said, this is the day when Allah saved us and Moses from Fir'aun. So we are fasting it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we are more entitled to Musa than you. So he also fasted on that day. So because of this event, they celebrate them in different festivals. The Jews have got so many festivals. If you want to know about it, just Google festivals of the Jews, and you will see.
Like Sabbath.
No, the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is Saturday. Oh, okay. They don't work on that. they don't work on the day, but they attack Iran on Saturday. They are not supposed to fight. Just to tell you, they are kuffar. They don't believe in Allah or Musa alayhi salam. They don't believe in the Torah. The religious people of Israel, they are against the Zionists. They are against the government. Zionism is an ideology that has got no religion in it. It's a racist ideology that claims the supremacy of the Jewish blood. The Christians, they are just using them, and now they are talking of Jewish of Christian Zionists. And they are proud to say it. Somebody met, he wrote that the place where Christians are most persecuted in the world is Israel. They don't allow them to do da'wah. They don't allow them to do evangelism, to call people to Christianity.
They spit at them.
Yeah, they spit at them, exactly. They spit at the Christians. The Jews, but they spit at them. Number two, كنا وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر. Number three, وبعثناكم من بعد موتكم. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم. هي بعثناكم من بعد موتكم. We raised you up. We brought you back to life after you are dead. This is a favor which Allah has bestowed upon them, and it's in their history. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ, and we covered you with a cloud covering, because they lived in the desert, no trees, no mountains, no shade. So Allah caused the cloud to be covering them wherever they went. They had a cloud cover covering them. And you know, the shade of the cloud is so cool. It's so cool. People who live in the here, like here in the Sahel, in the savannah, they know what it means. Number, that is the fourth. Number six, number five is وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى, and we sent down upon you al-man, that is the drink, the sweet drink. And salwa, and the small birds, you know, not huge birds. You know, when a bird is small, like the penguin, it's so sweet. To Allah, because they didn't have a farm, they didn't have an office, they didn't have a marketplace, they didn't have anything. So what they needed to eat was coming down to them for 40 years. While they were living in that. Number six, afauna ankum, we pardoned you. When they said that, ya Musa ja'al lana ilahan kama lahum alihah. So Allah pardoned them for saying that. Number seven, fataba alaykum, faqtulu anfusakum. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم فتاب عليكم. So فتاب عليكم, he accepted your repentance. Number eight, نغفر لكم خطاياكم. Enter this verse, this land, this this city. وإذ قلنا اسكنوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها رغدا حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم. We'll forgive for you your sins. That is a favor. Number nine, وإذ آتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون. He gave them a Torah, the slate, you know, at Torah, it was revealed in a wooden slate. In that form, it came from Allah. And it used to be always with them, till it appeared during the, when they were destroyed by the Babylonians. That was why the Prophet of Allah, Talut, that was why the Prophet of Allah said among the symbol, among the signs of Allah, that Talut is the one chosen as the king for them. Inna ayata mulkihi an ya'tiyakum at-tabut. The sign, among the signs of his kingship is that he will bring a tabut, the arch of the covenant. The arch of the covenant is like a kind of a box. تحمله الملائكة. The angels will be bringing it. This tabut فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون. البقية, among the baqiyah, the remnants of what Musa and Harun left for them, among them is the place of Torah. Mm. It was there. Now on the stick of Musa. That is why it was said baqiyah, yeah. Not just one single thing. A number of things. Okay, that's number 9.
Number 10.
فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا. He had the Musa عليه السلام, the staff which he had, Asa Musa, the staff which he was carrying, which originally was used when in the rearing of the sheep which he was rearing. Which accompanied him, and alqi asak, when Allah said and throw your staff. Now that staff Musa alayhi salam used to carry it, and then there was a piece of a rock. So when they were going around in the desert, in the wilderness, in the wilderness, they didn't know where they were. They didn't know where to go for all that long period. Their only access to water is the springs that come forth from that rock. 12 water outlets. Mm. Because when they were in need of water, Allah will ask Musa alayhi salam, he will hit the rock, and then 12 water outlets will come out, and each tribe will line up to take water. وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقل نضرب بعصاك الحجر فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم. So 10 we are mentioned here. وذكر, and then, but in place of what Allah gave them, وذكر من سوء أفعالهم عشرة أشياء. And Allah mentioned 10 things from the evil deeds that they did. In place of the favor of Allah, they confronted Allah with evil deeds. And Allah mentioned in the Quran 10. The first one, قولهم سمعنا وعصينا. We heard وعصينا and we disobeyed. They said, we have heard. You commanded us, we have heard. But we won't do it. That is وسمعنا وعصينا. That is the extent of disobedience. Number 2, اتخذتم العجل. You took the calf as your god to worship Baal. The calf. When they saw people worshiping the calf, that is the small cow, they also worshiped it. After Allah has delivered them from Fir'aun. Number three, they said, وَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرًا لَنُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. We'll not believe in you until we see Allah openly. We see Allah with our eyes, with our bare eyes. Allah took them, they had Allah took them, Musa alayhi salam took them to where he was having communion with Allah. And they said they will not believe that he actually heard the words of Allah until they themselves they see Allah with their eyes. وقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم. Number four, فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم. When they were commanded to enter the city and enter it prostrating and they say حطة, they change the حطة. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم. And they were saying حبة في شعرة. We will come to it. Number five, لن نصبر على طعام واحد. We are not going to, we will not tolerate only one kind of food. Every day, manna salwa, manna wa salwa. We want variety. Number six, ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما أقلوه. When they what was revealed to them, they will change it. After understanding what Allah has said, then they will change the revelation of Allah. They will change the revelation of God. Number seven, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then you turned away after that, after seeing all the favors of Allah. Number eight, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. Then your hearts, they hardened. All this is talking about what happened in their history because they were proud of their history. You see, Allah will not punish people for the sins of their forefathers because a generation is not responsible for the sins of another generation. But if you are proud of what your forefathers did and you said they did right, by that token, and you follow their footsteps, then you are then censure and blame can come upon you because you accept the evil that they did. So all these, you know, they were accused, the Jews, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used to say ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. It is as though they were the ones who did it. You understand?
Yes, yes.
But it was their forefathers. Why were they accused? Because they accepted what their forefathers did and they were proud of it. Therefore they deserve the blame that Allah gives them and they deserve the condemnation that they received from Allah. Number nine, وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Their rejection of the signs of Allah. Number ten, وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. And they are killing, they are murdering of slaves, of prophets of Allah. بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ, unjustly, without a just cause. So this is in place of the 10 favors that Allah gave them. وَذَكَرَ مِنْ أُقُوبَاتِهِمْ عَشَرَةَ أَشْيَاءَ. And then Allah mentioned from the punishment that He inflicted upon them, He mentioned 10 things, 10 different types of punishment. This is Ibn Juzayb extracting all this from the Quran as an introduction to go into the history of Israel, of the Jews. First, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةِ. Despication or disgrace was inflicted upon them. So they were always treated as despicable people. Up till now, they are treated as despicable people by those who know the history. But it's just that now a new generation has come. A new generation has come that doesn't know history. People who are ignorant. So they change the whole psyche of the European mind. But otherwise, the Jews, as I told you, they used to live in ghettos. You know, like here, you have a quota. I don't want to mention an area so that the people will not say I'm condemning them. But you know, there are countries that have, you know, like in Abuja, you have Abuja proper, and then you have the Yanyang, the Karo, those areas.
Yes.
Those are the areas. No, if Karo and Yanyang, they are even better. But a ghetto is a place that is dilapidated. Yes, it's like a cluster, but a bad cluster. They can't move from that ghetto to the city proper. This is part of the lowliness. They were low people. They were degraded people. That is one. Alayhim, on them. Number three, ba'u bi ghadabi min Allah. They came back with, there is something that is missing here. Ko? Arama, you'll be telling us. Oh, it is. This is not part of what you have in your nuskha.
Nothing.
There is difference, for instance. Here,
the 1, 2, 3.
Why is it not in my own? Okay, wait for a minute. Okay, sorry. نعم ضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله. وباءوا بغضب من الله. ضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة. المسكنة. That will be number two. المسكنة. Al-maskana, that is it's also that a state of extreme need and poverty. They are made poor. Waba'u bi-ghadabin min Allah, and they came back with wrath from Allah. That is number three. Number four, yu'tul jizya, hatta yu'tul jizya. Jizya was imposed upon them, a tax that is put upon their persons. Faqtulu anfusakum, kill yourselves. They were asked to kill themselves as their own repentance. They don't repent by just saying astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Allah made their repentance that will be acceptable by Allah, that he will descend, he will ask them to just start killing themselves. And usually, and then Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for some relief. So part of the relief, Allah sent a covering, a dark covering, so that they will not be seeing themselves when they are killing themselves. Otherwise, maybe you see it is your father or your son that you are killing, but you have to do it. That is a chastise, that is a punishment. Kunu qiradatan, they were asked to become, they were turned into chimpa, into monkeys, into apes. They were turned into apes. Among the terrible punishment that was inflicted upon them, they were transformed into apes. That is why Allah said, should I tell you, qul afa unabbi'ukum qul أأنبئكم بشر من ذلك قل هل أنبئكم أفأنبئكم حجم قل هل أنبئكم بشر من ذلك مثوبة عند الله من لعنه الله وغضب عليه وجعل منهم القردة والخنازير وعبد الطاغوت. So five types of punishment. فأرسلنا عليهم رجزا من السماء. This was also in mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. We caused a punishment to descend upon them from the sky. This was like what do you call this? A disease. A disease that spreads among people.
Epidemic.
An epidemic. فأخذتهم الصائقة. Then a violent storm seized them. A violent storm seized them. That is a thunder, a violent thunder. You know, sound is a kind of punishment itself. Number 9, وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. We made their hearts to become hardened. Number 10, حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ. We prohibited for them good things that were permissible for them. So many things they can't eat.
The kosher
of the Jews is very difficult to find. That's why, you know, if you are in the land where they don't bother about halal, just look for a kosher meal for Jews. Look for a kosher restaurant. Yes, because kosher, that is the name of the food that is permissible for the Jews. Because the restriction on them is too much. They put so much restriction. Allah put upon them terrible restrictions that it's difficult for them to live with it. That's why most Jews, they are not practicing. The practicing Jews are very, very few. Because to practice the laws of Judaism is very, very difficult. That's why the Prophet was described, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The hardships that was placed upon them, he will remove it from them. وَالْأَغْلَالَ, and the knots that had tied them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will remove them. You know, when a woman is menstruating, when a Jewish woman is menstruating, you can't enter the room where she is. To enter the room that a woman is menstruating, you can't do that. Eh? Why? This is it. حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ. This was among the good things, the easy things that were permissible for them, but because of instead of thanking Allah, their own response to what Allah has done to them was all these acts. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala inflicted this, punished them upon them. You can't stay in the same room with a Jewish woman that is menstruating, if you are a Jew, if you are indeed a practicing Jew. Now who will be able to do that? So very few of them. هذا كله جزاء لآبائهم المتقدمين. All this is a reward to their forefathers that had gone before. وخطب المعاصرون لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنهم متبعون لهم. But those that were living with the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were addressed with this as though they were the ones who did this. لأنهم متبعون لهم, because they are following their footsteps. راضون له بأحوالهم. They were pleased with their state, because they were even celebrating what they did. وقد وضح المعاندين لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بتوبيخات أخرى. And he has mentioned several blames against those who were obstinate, who were disobedient to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Among these, number one, كتمانهم أمر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مع معرفتهم به. They concealed the issue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after knowing that he is the true Prophet, but they concealed it. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمِ. This was one of the things they were doing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, distorting the words of Allah. ويقولون هذا من عند الله, and then they will bring to say this is from God, while it is well, وما هو من عند الله, and it is not from Allah. تقتلون أنفسكم, and killing yourselves. Number four, وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم, you are banishing a party from among you from their homes. This they did in Medina. وحرصهم على الحياة, and their extreme love of this world. وعداوتهم لجبريل, and their enmity to Jibril. All this was mentioned. واتباعهم للسحر, and following magic. They used to واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان. They accepted magic. وقولهم نحن أبناء الله, and they are saying that we are the children of God. وقولهم يد الله مغلولة, and they are saying that the hand of Allah is tied, it's in a knot, that is, he doesn't spend, he is miserly. Okay, so اذكروا نعمتي, نعمتي اسم جنس. This is mentioning the class of the favors. فهي مفردة بمعنى الجمع ومعناه عام في جميع النعم التي على بني إسرائيل. The meaning of this is all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on the children of Israel. مِمَّا شَرَكَ فِيهِ مَعَهُمْ غَيْرُهُمْ, in those that other than the Jews also, they were also party to it. وَاخْتَصَّهُمْ بِهِ, and then there are those that are special only for the Jews, like al-man wa-salwa. وَلِلْمُفَسِّرِينَ فِيهِ أَقْوَالٌ تُحْمَلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهَا أَمْثِلًا. People of tafsir, they have examples, and they have different tafsir of what are the favors, but they are just mentioning examples. بأهدي مطلق في كل ما أخذ عليهم من الأهود. My covenant, that is all the covenants that Allah has taken from the Jews. وقيل, and it was said that the covenant is al-iman bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa dhalika qawi, and this is a very strong tafsir, li'annahu maqsood al-kalam, because that is the meaning of why they are being called upon, that is, they have a covenant that they will believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they are reminded وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهَدِي, when they were called to fulfill my covenant, to fulfill my pledge, it is the pledge that when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appears, you will believe in him. But you see, Allah has mentioned the covenant, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمْ اثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ لَئِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةَ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي. So this is where the covenant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. The pledge.
Pledge.
A covenant. Because oath, it oath strengthens a covenant. But the original thing is a covenant, the pledge, the promise. The bond, or I will say the bond. بأهديكم, and my own covenant, my own part of the covenant, I will call دخول الجنة. You will enter paradise. وآمنتم برسلي وعذرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا لأكفرن عنكم سيئاتكم ولأدخلنكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. That is Allah's part of the bargain. He will cause you to enter paradise. وإيايا, and me alone, as Allah says, هذا ليفيد الحصر يفسره فرحبون, and me alone you should fear. ولا يصح أن يعمل فيه فرحبون لأنه قد أخذ معموله وكذلك إياه فاتغون. This is Arabic grammar. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start with Aminu Bima Anzalt. Sorry, today because we went into the history of the Jews, because of the people of this the transgressors, the
Ajim is Ajim.
So, yeah, that's why they said that you don't become a Jew by accepting the religion. You become a Jew by being born a Jew. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Any questions? No question. Naam, Siddiq. No, Allah forbid it for them. وعلى إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة. That is not part of it. وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا كل ذي ظفر ومن البقر والغنم حرمنا عليهم شحومهما إلا ما حملت ظهورهما أو الحوايا أو ما اختلط بعظم. Then Allah said, ذلك جزيناهم ببغيهم. We did that as a recompense for their transgression. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ and we are truthful. Inja Allah. So it's very difficult, you know, the kind of the kind of food, the kind of meat, how it is prepared for a practicing Jew to eat. It's extremely difficult. Yeah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لأخينا أحمد إبراهيم وارحمه. اللهم عافه واعف عنه. اللهم ارفع درجته في المهديين. اللهم ارفع درجته في المهديين. اللهم ارفع درجته في المهديين. اللهم أسكنه فسيح جناتك وألحق بشفاعة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تقبل منا الصيام والقيام. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.